Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage and support salespeople. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one, in a couple of sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Marie Gronke. I'm the VP of Sales for Zena Financial and specialize in equipment financing, lines of credit, different commercial loan products.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about being in sales?
I think for me, it's definitely the unpredictability, that every day changes, every day is different, and dealing with such a wide array of products, from dealing with doctor offices to the trucking industry, it's ever changing.
Perfect. Perfect. Question number three, what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
For me, it's usually, it can be confusing to some clients that don't understand the financial aspect of it. A lot of times financial packages that require a lot of paperwork can be a little bit challenging.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome there. So question number four, what other CEOs, business owners, people who manage to support salespeople that you know, that you think be a great guest for a Secret Sales Sauce Podcast?
I'm going to give a shout out to Robert Esquivel. He's the CEO of Envision. He's definitely been a mentor for me, and he's taught me a lot about the business, and he's extremely professional.
Awesome. Well, I will look him up when we're done here. You're ahead of schedule. You have 7 minutes and 25 seconds left.
Wow.
So let's get to question number five and give everyone a sample of that Marie secret sales sauce.
Well, my secret sales sauce definitely has to do with education. I learn my product. I read every day about the industry, what's going on. I never assume that I know everything. And another thing is, people are very predictable. So if you actually listen to a client and what their needs and wants are, it's a lot easier to engage. Mm-hmm. I think also loving what you do and wanting to be a solution for them is a huge benefit, because people can sense that vibe from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Question number six, most important question of the podcast. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale, well, world's finest chocolate in grade school.
it's always funny because I have people that go literal. Like, they say, okay, let's go all the way to grade school, or they think about their first job. It's always interesting to hear what different people say.
Well, my experience is a little bit different. I've never just jumped into a sales position. I've always been in operations support, and then upper management figured out that how great I am with dealing with clients. And so sales would turn their clients over to me, mm-hmm. so I could sell the deal. So I was really a good closer, but it's only because I had all the experience of behind the scenes operations. So, I think my first deal in commercial finance was a tow truck. And I was able to do it in the midst of everything. And I think I handled that really well and asked all the questions, would reach out, because I wasn't familiar with some aspects of, doing titled equipment, but I always learned and, just really became productive in the learning and reaching out and talking with people.
Perfect. Perfect. Marie, question number six. Oh, I just asked you question number six. You have 4 minutes and 57 seconds left.
Okay.
One more time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. End early. Whatever you want.
Let's see. I just would say that don't give up on yourself. It's going to be a rocky road. And I think that doing good planning, like especially in sales business where you're 100% commission, plan for the downtime, mm-hmm. and always give yourself that extra cushion in case something doesn't go.
Right.
So to me, that's important.
Okay. And do you want some promo time for Zena Financial?
I'm sorry?
Do you want some promo time for Zenna Financial?
Sure. So with Zenna Financial.
Oh, Zenna, excuse me.
It's. I think I say it wrong. I think it is Zenna, but I always say Zenna.
Right.
I'm from Chicago, so. So we specialize in, we are boutique, tailor-made for your clients. I specialize in the medical field. So a lot of times I deal with a lot of attorneys and doctors, and me and the CEO, Elizabeth, we really handle the file from beginning to end. You're not going to get a telemarketer. You're not going to get a runaround. We have accessibility. We have really good convenient hours for people that are really busy during the day. And, you know, we our fees are lower than anyone. So, and we do get the best deal.
Perfect. Love it there. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes. Because Yay. If you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up. So your website's in the description. You don't need to spell it out. And it's ZennaFinancialServices.com. We got it right there for you. So Marie, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
You too. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.